I grew up on Canisius, not ribs. That's not an area of my body I want throbbing. I don't know. It only bothers me when I'm putting a pair of pants on.
The Ira Kaufman Podcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford, home to the only pre-owned inventory with a nationwide lifetime warranty and 10-year roadside assistance. Come see Tampa's largest pre-owned selection at the dealership a mile north of Raymond James Stadium. Ask for General Manager Sean Sullivan, Ira's good friend, our good friend at JoeBucksFan.com. Not only will he give you a discount, he will take care of you personally, and you're not going to get that kind of service anywhere in the Tampa Bay area. Ask for Sean Sullivan. You can email him. Get to BillCurryFord.com to start shopping. And all the President's Day sales on new Fords can be seen right there at BillCurryFord.com. A good friend of mine just bought a Ford Fiesta the other day. 0% APR financing available. The Bill Curry price, and you'll see it on their website, for a brand new Ford Fiesta, $9,856. Get all the details at BillCurryFord.com. We thank them for their support.
Stock up with Big Storm Beer. There's nothing better than an ice cold Big Storm Wave Maker Amber Ale when the game starts. And that's the original, the first Big Storm beer in a long line of great craft beers brewed in Clearwater. Try the Bromosa, too, the fantastic Tangerine IPA, or enjoy Tropic Pressure Florida Ale. See all the great beers at BigStormBrewery.com. The Big Storm Tap Room in Clearwater and their delicious food is the site of the Big JoeBucksFan.com NFL Draft Party on April 23rd. That date's set in stone. And I will be at Big Storm for Bucks Road Games next season. I'll see all of you Buck fans at Big Storm Brewery.
Make Wednesdays your bowling night out with friends at Pin Chasers. Enjoy unlimited bowling for $10.99 and $1 Bud Lights from 8 p.m. to close, starting at 9 o'clock at the Veterans location right by the airport. We've told you so many times about the fantastic daily specials at Pin Chasers. Now it's time to go to their website, pinchasers.net, to see them all, including the Sunday Breakfast Bowl. Reserve a lane right online and get ready to have some fun at Pin Chasers. Great food, great fun, great games, great specials. Pin Chasers, your place to bowl in the Tampa Bay area.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to a fresh Ira Kaufman Podcast, starring the king of Pasco County, the custodian of Canton, the sage of Tampa Bay sports, the one and only. You love him, you know him, you need him. Ira Kaufman. Ira, how you doing this fine day in early February?
Lee, I'm sad to report, amid my jubilation with my Kansas City Chiefs, I can just see Travis Kelce drinking out of the Vince Lombardi trophy.
How?
Slurping it up. He tilts it a certain way and pours
the champagne. Oh, that's right. I saw a video of that. Yeah. Usually you do that with women, but okay.
I am here to report. My body's breaking down, DeKemper. My body's breaking down. Now.
Is this what your wife says?
No. Not in all the important departments. But I'll give you an example. Now, I told you a month ago that I went in. My left leg's been bothering me. They did the x-ray. Doctor walked back in. I said, all right, where are you sending me for an MRI? Because I know an MRI is much more definitive. Guy says, you don't need an MRI. It's all here on the x-ray. You got a torn hip labrum.
Ouch.
I said, a labrum injury is your shoulder. Pitchers get a torn labrum. Costs them 6 months, a year. Well, there's a hip labrum too. Some kind of protective coating. Mine's torn to shreds. It does not regenerate. But...
Is that from too much tennis?
I don't know. It only bothers me when I'm putting a pair of pants on. It's the only time it bothers me. Can you imagine when I got to lift my left leg up? But I manage. Well, played tennis the other day, Lee. My right knee. Right knee's throbbing. That's not an area of my body I want throbbing. My right knee is throbbing. I hope it's not a meniscus or this or that. I put a little ice on it last night, and it feels a little better today. Lee, I'm only 22 years old. I mean, my body shouldn't be breaking down like this. Our listeners know approximately how old I am because, Lee, if I've been a Chief fan for 50 years, I ain't 35. And by the way, I want to get out there. I want this out there right now to Buck Nation.
Uh-oh.
And I do understand it. Some people are using, some of the same philosophy as the big dog, and it was a good philosophy. You come to Tampa, you change your allegiance. I don't care if you used to be a Philadelphia Eagle fan. That don't hold any water. Now you live in the Bay Area. Lee, I didn't grow up in Kansas City. I grew up on Canisius, not ribs. I told this story
before.
You may
have to explain a Kanish.
Oh, it's like a stuffed derma. Lee, my brother was a Raider fan. I don't know why. But, you know, this is...
They were on TV all the time.
In 1967 or 68, he's got the Mad Bomber, Daryl LaMonica. Yeah. And this is the big days of the AFL. Well, my big brother's a Raider fan. I got to take the opposite team. Well, the opposite team happened to be the Kansas City Chiefs. He liked the Boston Celtics with Bill Russell. I got to take Wilt and the 76ers. He liked the Dodgers with Koufax. I got to take Willie Mays and the Giants. That's how all this happened.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to apologize for it. And you know what? I put my time in. I waited 50 years. I'm entitled to a little jubilation.
Yeah, I totally agree. But I've got to ask you two things.
Is this about anything that's throbbing or a labrum or anything?
No.
No. Okay.
Well, the throbbing part, that's you see Travis Kelce's girlfriend? Throbbing comes to mind.
I believe I better check on Twitter.
Chiefs Kingdom. To me, it's an oxymoron. I mean, look at all the proud Chiefs that you had in American history. You had Geronimo, of course, co-Chiefs. Chief Joseph, Chief Wild Eagle, Osceola, Chief Blackhawk. And these proud tribes, the Apaches, the Comanches, the Hikawis, Navajos, Sioux, the Seminoles.
You've been doing a little research over here, Tepper.
When did they call themselves Kingdom? It's always a tribe. Nation, maybe. And, you know, you always hear this Red Sox Nation, Cardinal Nation, all this nonsense.
It should be Chiefs Nation.
Yes.
But I don't like Kingdom. It's a little haughty. I don't like haughty, Lee. You know, Kingdom, what do you got? You special? There's 31 other teams that can claim a Kingdom. You ain't claiming a Kingdom when you've been in one Super Bowl in 5 decades.
And the last...
Stop with the Kingdom stuff.
The last Chiefs thing, unless you're following Gracie Hunt. You know who Gracie Hunt is, right?
I know who Norma Hunt is. She was married to Lamar Hunt, and she still looks good. I don't know how old she is.
All right, calm down.
You've been watching
J-Lo too much. Yeah. Calm down. Gracie Hunt is...
You have to watch that halftime show, DeCamp.
No, I don't.
You must watch the repeat.
No, I'd rather watch Gracie Hunt. Gracie Hunt is the heiress to the Chiefs, a billionaire.
They're all billionaires.
Well, this fine beauty queen will be a billionaire someday. Her dad is the chief executive of the Chiefs.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I saw her while Clark was being interviewed. She was standing
there. Probably the blonde.
Yeah.
That's Gracie Hunt.
Yeah, that's Gracie.
Gracie Hunt's maybe 25. Anyway, your dog.
So she's in line. She's an heiress.
That's one way of putting it.
Yeah,
she's an heiress. You have a dog on order.
I do.
Have you seen the dog yet?
I'm a little worried about this. The woman will return our phone calls. She's got my deposit. It's already been cashed. And if she wants the rest of her money... Lady, if you're listening to this podcast, return a damn phone call. My wife's been trying to reach you for 3 weeks.
Since you're a Chiefs fan, you got to name the dog Patty.
Patty, P-A-T-T-Y or P-A-D-D-Y?
P-A-T-T-Y.
Why?
Pat Mahomes.
Oh, Pat Mahomes. I like it.
Now, if your wife balks at that, which she may, you know, your previous pooch was Dante, right?
That's correct.
Well, why not... Darian.
Again, you got the guy's name wrong? It's Damien.
Damien, okay.
It's like me,
Damien,
it's
Darian.
Like me with Remus. You cannot get the guy's name right, the Kemper. Damien Williams.
Well, you gotta name it Damien then, if you can't name it Patty.
Who, by the way, probably should have won the MVP award.
Yeah. Well, the reason why I say that is, you know, let's say the Chiefs go to the pits, you know. Let's say Mahomes gets hurt, the Chiefs go to... For as long as that dog lives, you'll remember the height of Chiefs fandom.
I like that. And...
Every day.
And it better be an expensive dog because Mahomes is in line to break the bank.
Well, every day...
And you know what? Whatever he wants, give it to him.
Every day when you take the dog out for a walk and it's got to do its duty, you'll be thinking of the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. So there you go. All right. Now we got all Bucks from here on out. So
now, speaking of the Bucks, Lee, let me kick this off right here. Word on the street has it. You might have got a phone call today from Sean Sullivan, the beloved general manager... Bill Curry Ford. Concierge service, baby. And I'm driving a Ford.
1 mile north of the stadium on Dale Mary Highway.
Love my Ford Escape. Cherry red. Just like Chiefs Nation. Cherry red.
I love my F-150, which is black as night.
You know, it doesn't take much to get Sean Sullivan going. Well, what did he want today? Was it Philip Rivers? Was it Tom Brady?
Sean dropped something on my lap. There was some podcast out there. He didn't say the name of it. But apparently people are taking pot shots at you, thinking that you are the reason why Lynch is not getting elected. And I told Sean, I said, look, Sean, I'm fortunate enough I get to talk to quite a few of the voters in the room. And a couple years ago, I had like a 90-minute sit-down, just myself and the now former director of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Name's Joe Horrigan. I said, these people think you may be, if not, if you're not, you are top three orators in that room. You give the best presentations. You have people in rapt attention. That you're very good. So if people blaming you for Lynch not getting in, they literally have no idea what they're talking about. And from what I gather, and I'll just put, you know, this is not coming from you, of course. From what I gather, I know this was the case in the past, you were going up against a cabal, an anti-Lynch cabal, which was the Northeast Riders. And it seems like you're changing their attitudes. Because I read where Gary Myers, who was the lead man in that cabal, former New York Daily News writer.
Long-time Daily News.
Admitted this week that he did vote for Lynch. So you're getting through to these people. But you also have to get through to the younger voters in there. There's not many, but there's enough.
Peter King also voted for Lynch. He said he knew Palomalu was getting in, so he thought that was a vote that was not needed, so he was going to support somebody else that needed it. Lynch made some progress, Lee. He made some progress.
Yeah, you were told it was very close.
He was very close.
The other sect of that voting block that evidently is not enamored with Lynch is the few younger voters who they didn't see Lynch play. They're just going by stats. They're not impressed. And as Gary Myers pointed out in his column on Sports Illustrated, one of these guys is coming from a mentality. He was pitching a couple years ago, apparently, that Terrell Owens should be in the Hall of Fame because of his influence in Madden. That I cannot wrap my head around that. That's fake. It's a freaking video game. It has nothing to do with football.
It's the kind of stuff that once in a while we have to deal with.
That's like saying
it's unfortunate.
That's like saying John Madden should belong in the Hall of Fame because he sold Miller Lite beer. His commercials were good. That's got nothing to do with football. And I'm not going to say the guy's name because I respect him.
That's why I didn't dwell on the success of the 49ers with John Lynch as an executive. Yeah, if you're going to do that, then you're putting Lynch in as a contributor, not as a player. His category is player. Mm-hmm. You talk about him as a player.
I can't tell you how many writers, voters I've spoken with, and all of them rave about your presentations. They still talk about Muriel Berkowitz.
Lee, I understand the frustration, and you got to blame somebody. And
yeah.
You're not going to blame John Lynch. I'm going to give it another shot in Tampa. Just like Lynch's success with the Niners didn't hurt him, the game being in Tampa is not going to hurt him. Now, it's a killer first-year class. We shall see.
As much as this one?
More.
You because, think so?
Yeah, because Palomalu was the clear leader and there was a big drop-off.
Okay.
Next year, it's Peyton Manning.
Well, voters don't like to put, you know, two or three safeties in, for example. Two or three in the same position.
Right. So we're going to look. We got a lot of time to talk about Lynch.
Yeah. And Kelvin Johnson, I know he was good, don't get me wrong. First ballot Hall of Famer? I don't know.
At his peak, he was the best receiver in football.
Sure.
That's all I'll say. At his peak.
Okay.
And by the way, we would have to say, Lee, and it's early, Mike Evans is on a Canton trajectory.
Oh, I've written that several times. He's on.
You'd have to say that.
That's the exact word I used, trajectory. I've written that, I don't know how many times since October, November.
Got maybe another 5 years to go.
Yeah, but right now, the numbers are there, right now. Now, before we get going, I got some good news for you, Ira.
Oh, I like it. Is it about Jennifer Lopez and the and the
She's not coming to your house. She's not coming to your house. I'm sorry to say. She's not coming to your house. However, this is better than Jennifer Lopez. You're back in the top 20 of Google Play Podcasts.
Top 50. I'll take top 50. I'll take top 20. I'm back?
You're back.
Outstanding.
You're back.
Who am I chasing over there, Lee? Anybody?
Well, it's on this phone, which I'm recording this on, so I'd have to dig it up.
Is Nancy Grace still ahead of me?
Lee? No, Nancy Grace. Matter of fact, come to think of it, I think you're pounding those people.
I like it. Look out, Rush Limbaugh. The Vegas boys, of which some of them you know personally, the Super Bowl odds are out for 2021 Super Bowl. And your Buccaneers, Lee, 50-1. 50-1 to make the game. That's in their home stadium. Tied with the Denver Broncos. Now, Lee, let me say this before you even get started. The Broncos ain't any good. The Broncos stink. They got no quarterback. They're going to lose Chris Harris this year, probably. Lee, the Bucs are listed right, and they're playing in the division with the Chiefs. Can you imagine? And they're listed at the same odds as the Bucs. Now,
Wow. This
is before the offseason.
Sure.
We'll see what happens. And before the draft. But, Lee, that's disrespect.
Yeah.
That's disrespect.
You know what? Someone brought up something very interesting to me on Twitter. I never thought of it this way, but I tend to agree with it. If your uniforms look like clown uniforms and your play is just as bad, you're going to be considered a clown franchise. I never really thought of it that way, but that That makes sense to me. Maybe that's my Catholic school upbringing where, you know, you, even though I don't follow it, you dress to impress and all that. If your uniform looks like crap and you play like crap, you're going to be considered a clown franchise.
Lee, I don't understand how in a day of an age of parody, and you read the same things I do at the end of every regular season, and Rich McKay's going to say it at the owners' meetings in March. We had a tremendous season. The competitive balance in this league is fantastic. He says the same thing every year. And then he pulls out the killer quote. 5 out of the 12 playoff teams did not make the playoffs the year before. Says it every year.
And Bucks can never
the 49ers, one loss total projection was 8-8. Now, the quarterback got hurt the year before. But Garoppolo's not the reason they won 13 games.
No.
So they, and the Bucks were 6.5, and they hit 7. They went over it. Lee, things change in this league every year. Teams make jumps. We're here for 12 years waiting for the Bucks to make a jump. It's really hard to believe.
It is.
We're sitting right here in the middle of it. Sometimes we're so numb to it, we can't even acknowledge the it's breathtaking.
You know, and I never thought before, but you're right. We're used to it. We're numb to it. We're used to it now. I hate to say it, whereas before, and I think you brought this up before, you know, people had Super Bowl expectations. And now they're like, okay, just win 10 games.
Yeah, maybe we can win nine games or something.
You are in the top 50. You're correct. I was thinking top 20. It was top 50. And you're beating Glenn Beck. And you're beating something called the New Yorker Radio Hour, like the magazine, New Yorker. So you're beating them as well. So, yeah, it's top 50.
Lee, do you ever remember a year right here, February offseason, where the quarterback situations around the league are this murky in terms of is Breeze coming back or is he retiring? Brady wants to play, but where's he going to play? We don't hear word one from Belichick. Not one word from Belichick. We think Kraft is fully behind Brady. And as you said, if Kraft wants to put his foot down, it's his franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And if Belichick wants to walk at that point, he walks. If Kraft wants to do that.
You think Kraft would take Brady over Belichick if it came to him or me?
I don't. Okay. I don't.
And would Belichick actually do that?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I mean, it's not like...
I don't think Kraft will put him to the test.
Yeah, well, it's not like Tom Brady's turning into Josh McCown or something.
And, of course, you got the Winston, you know, situation, and it is a situation.
And Rivers.
And Rivers.
Tannehill.
And possibly Bridgewater. I mean,
yeah.
There's a lot of moving pieces.
There are.
And I don't think very many of them fit the Bucks. I'm sorry. I don't. The Brady thing, Lee, I don't see it from either side. I don't see Brady looking at the Bucks saying, this is a Super Bowl contender. Yeah, it could be a playoff team. But a Super Bowl contender, I don't see Brady saying that if he's got some other options, which he would. Mm-hmm. And
Chucky's already said he's going to go after him if he hits free agency.
And I don't think Brady's arm strength is conducive to Bruce Arians' offense.
Well, that's a fair point. Now,
and you don't think Arians would turn his whole offense topsy-turvy, do you? I mean,
I don't think he'll change his offense, but it would come down to Kim Brady's Binkle's throws. I would hope the Bucks would work him out first. I think Brady, wherever he goes, it's going to be a business decision. Now, I know some of your listeners, I were like, well, no spit, Sherlock. But it's more than football. It's more than, here, we're going to cut you a check for $35 million to play football. It's going to be business as in 10, 15 years from now. It's going to be business as in his wife. That business would be show business, entertainment, fashion industry, the modeling stuff. Obviously, he's a big model. That would be Los Angeles. That would be Las Vegas. That could be Miami, but apparently they're going to keep Fitzpatrick. Yeah, I don't think that'd be Tampa. I don't think there's any you know, Tampa's not exactly a capital of fashion industry like Miami is, which New York obviously is, which Los Angeles could be, which Vegas, everybody's like, what do you mean Vegas? That's Vegas, a lot of high rollers hang there, a lot of high rollers. So I think it would be a business decision in that sense for Brady 10, 15, 20 years from now, as opposed to football business sense.
What is your confidence level, Mr. DeKemper? That in 2 or 3 weeks, when you come home from the Indy Combine, that you will have a much better sense of where the Bucks stand with Jameis Winston? Or do you think they're not going to shed any light on
I don't think they're going to shed any light.
Are you going to be able to read some body language from Arians, from light?
I don't want to out someone, but someone's not that I know that should be there.
And you'll talk to a Glazer.
Will we?
Well.
I've never seen them at any time.
Oh, no, you're right. That's Jonas.
Yeah. That would be shocking. I don't think there'll be any light shed. You know, like last year, they were hemming and humming over McCoy, so I don't think there'll be any shed.
Could they slap the franchise tag on him by that point?
I think it's afterwards. I can't remember the dates offhand, but there's specific dates where you can do that. And if anybody's listening, you want to know the dates, just Google NFL calendar, and that will come up.
Is there any way Shaq Griffin is not a Buccaneer next year?
You mean Shaq Barrett?
Shaq Barrett. Is there any chance?
Yeah, there's a chance. Hell yeah, there's a chance.
Arian said he's not going anywhere.
Well, they could franchise him. That's right. They could franchise him. And I've always said this, and I'll still say it. If you're going to franchise anybody, you franchise Shaq. And you pay James. You know, what that is, I don't know. And you agree with me, and
you also bring back JPP if you're bringing Barrett back.
Yeah. Now, I'll get to that in a second, but what would happen if or what. But I want to bring this up before we go any further, because you brought up Jameis. There's a video out there, a guy by the name of Todd Furman. He traffics in numbers.
Todd Furman. Didn't he used to be on the Big Dog Show?
Yeah, because he's a big gambler.
He's in Vegas?
I think that's where he's been. I don't know where he's based, but he's a gambler. He's a gambler of note. He plays with analytics, numbers guy. And traffic, I like to use that verb, traffics and numbers. I guess Fox Sports 1 has a gambling show, a weekday gambling show. And they always have four guests, and he's a regular on there. And he got the rest of the people to absolutely howl when he said this. And what your reaction? He said if you're looking at good odds, you know, buy low, sell high. If you're looking at good odds, who should be the next... who can be an MVP in the NFL, buy stock in Jameis Winston. His rationale is he's proven he could put up MVP numbers.
You got to link that with the success of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Sure, and he admitted that. And he also admitted the interceptions are an issue. But he said he's proven he could put up MVP numbers. And that's why you want to buy low, sell high. You get good odds on Jameis.
Well, that's why the key. You'll get long odds on Winston.
Yeah. And that is also why I say you bring the guy back. He's shown he can put up MVP numbers.
You know, Mahomes,
and he's shown he can put up horrible interceptions, too.
Mahomes is going to be 4-1, and Winston's going to be 60-1. that's what it comes down
and
to.
And the rest of the guests on there, including one who is a notorious Marcus Mariota honk, almost hit the floor. Marcus Mariota, I mean, come on.
You know, that's a guy we never talk about anymore. I guess he'd have to get a job as somebody's backup.
Have to. He can't throw downfield.
He's a dink and dunk. Mariota cannot be a starter unless there's an injury.
Not for the Bucs, nor should he.
No, I mean for anything. He's not good enough.
Well, I mean, you know, when you lose your job to Ryan Tannehill, and did the Titans have a losing record with Mariota? Tannehill goes in there, and boom, they're AFC Championship game. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
I think they went 9-3 with Tannehill.
By the way, a lot of people bellyached about Tannehill getting comeback player of the year. I know Jenna Lane, for example, she put out on Twitter, what about JPP? The guy came back from a fractured neck.
I think I voted for Garoppolo. I voted for Garoppolo.
Now that's a good choice. Yeah. Now, did Garoppolo win that? I thought Tannehill won that.
Tannehill won it.
Okay. Yeah. Garoppolo's a good choice. Bone knee. Some people argue Shaq Barrett. Like, what he come, you know. But,
well, come back for what?
True. But I understand Jenna's point about JPP. The guy had a fractured neck. He missed, a month of the season? And or actually 6 weeks. But Garoppolo's a good choice. But do you think there was some merit in JPP?
I would vote for him over Tannehill any day.
Would you?
Yeah. I'm not sure what Tannehill came back from. You know, ineffectiveness.
Oh, I see what you mean. If you had already established yourself, okay, that's the standard you use with Garoppolo. That's fair.
And I'm not saying that Garoppolo led the way for the 2019 49ers. I'm not saying that.
He had timely.
But he wasn't bad.
He had timely good games. New Orleans, for example. But
he did not play a terrible Super Bowl. He missed
a couple
critical passes.
Yeah. Who was the MVP of that team, you think? I'd say Bosa.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I would agree
defensive
with that.
Defensive end.
Yeah.
All right, Ira. Now we talked about that now here.
Hold on.
Oh.
I saw something this morning, Lee. Now, I think this goes... I believe this was on PFT. I believe...
Florio.
I believe Florio brought this up to King and... Chris Sims, and they were giving him a blank look, like, are you nuts? I think he threw over the idea of the 49ers. I hope you said you are sitting down,
yeah.
Kemper. Make it a trade for the Vikings quarterback.
The 49ers?
Yeah.
It is crazy. Kirk Cousins? Why would you?
I'm not sure Cousins is better than Garoppolo.
No, he's not.
He's certainly not younger. That makes no sense. Ask Viking fans what they think about. They're lukewarm about Cousins. Yeah. They don't love the Kirk Cousins.
He's okay.
You know.
Nah, it's a game manager right there.
The 49ers were 6 minutes away from winning a championship with Garoppolo.
Yeah.
He misses one pass, you're going to dump him? I mean, the guy's got a lot of room to grow.
Yeah,
on the shine
ahead. He's unfortunately and undeservingly catching some hell, and I don't think that should be it. Yeah, he missed a pass, but good grief.
Shanahan's catching a lot of hell, too. He is. And I don't think that's right.
Yeah, Michael Lombardi called that, forgive me for saying this, bullshit. That's what Michael Lombardi said. And he said, lazy thought, blaming Shanahan.
I don't even blame Shanahan for the Atlanta debacle against the Patriots. I thought that was unfair. Yeah, he called a pass that Matt Ryan got sacked on, and they couldn't kick that field goal, but he's winning 28-3.
Where's the defense?
You're going to kill the guy for putting up 28 points against a Belichick defense?
Yeah, where was it?
I mean, that's silly. Where's the defense?
Yeah, where's Atlanta's defense? All right, Ira. Back to Bucks talk. Lavani Dave, now that Keekly is gone, there's a split decision at the headquarters. So I think Lavani Dave has been getting a shaft for years. Mr. Isbitt's my co-conspirator at JoeBucksFan.com. Isn't in line with that.
It will certainly help his Pro Bowl case.
Well, so is he going to get more notoriety now? Because he puts up numbers that only Keekly had.
Yeah, and Keekly had a hold on that spot. Nobody's getting that spot from Keekly. And it's a spot that Lavani David wants. So I think the Keekly retirement will help him in that regard. Would you say he's the best inside linebacker in the division?
I don't know.
Make a strong case.
Yeah, he's good.
I like the Atlanta guy, Deion Jones. And New Orleans has a very good one, too. Demario Davis.
Seattle?
No, in the division.
Yeah, in the division.
Okay. Yeah. Seattle's always got Bobby Wagner.
Exactly. And he's very good, yeah. Now, we kind of touched upon this a little earlier. The lost decade. The Athletic has a calculation of some sort where they come up with the best franchises in the NFL. They have them ranked 1 to 32. And they're open about how they calculate this. And one of them, it's points. The points system.
What are some of the categories?
Playoff appearance, Super Bowl, et cetera, et cetera. Only two teams did not get a point in their calculations the past decade.
They don't talk about things like stadium or anything.
No.
All ownership, anything like that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I do know they Super Bowl appearances, playoff appearances, things of that nature. I didn't look. It's out there.
Two teams did not. They did not show up.
Yeah, I'm not asking about the ownership here. Two teams got 0 points this past decade. One of those two teams is the Bucks.
Was it the Browns?
Yeah, the Browns is the other one. We referred to it as the lost decade. Mind you, the decade started in 2010. Now I know there's some technicians, there's some weirdos out there. No, the decade doesn't start until 2011. Okay. They didn't have odometers back in 500 years ago. I get it. We live in odometer age. So 2010.
It didn't count that the first year of Raheem Morris, which was a disaster.
No, it did count. But it was 2010, they won 10 games. They haven't won 10 games in a season since.
No, the first year, 2009. Look, Raheem's first year.
That was Raheem's first year, and it's horrible. 2010, his second year, the first year of the decade, they won 10 games. They haven't won 10 games since.
You just mentioned the Browns and the Bucks. You know what they got in common, Lee? Those are the two longest playoff drought streaks.
Well, I know
and the Browns are longer. The Browns are longer.
Yeah, and the Browns have a complete fool for an owner. He's a fool. Haslam, he's a borderline. Well, I better not. I'll get sued. But he's had his tangles with the Justice Department. I'll just say that.
And they were a chic team going into 2019.
Not Iron Chic, but C-H-I-C.
And couldn't get the job done. There's no leadership on that team. There's no leadership in that organization.
Well, the Freddie Kitchen hire was a debacle. He shouldn't have been hired. I don't know why they hired him. But there's a parallel.
And who got caught in the middle of that? Todd Monken.
Yeah, who's now offensive coordinator.
Drove a good man out of the NFL.
Yeah. Raheem may be hired too early.
Right.
But again, he got 10 wins one year. If you look at that roster, you got to win. How'd you do that? So every time someone says Raheem should have been hired, the longer we get away from 2010, the more remarkable of a job it looks like he did. And then he collapsed the year after that under mysterious circumstances.
The Glazers had more fun in 2010 as owner of that team in that particular year. I would say the only year that beat that was 2002.
No kidding.
They loved 2010. Loved it.
Wow.
And that's why it was so devastating to the following year when they fell apart. And they lost the final 10 games.
And I'm going to get back to that in a second. But there's a couple of coaches the Bucks should have never hired. I love Greg Schiano as a human being. And I don't think anybody in One Buck Palace liked him because he went crazy. He was a control freak.
He's never going to get another head coaching job in the NFL.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been hired. There's no doubt about it. They should have never hired Lovie Smith. That was a desperate attempt to turn the clock back, and it blew up in their face. I mean, we talked about this before on your podcast. The absolute total brain-dead personnel decisions that guy made, it just blows my mind. I mean, a drunk in a bar would know better than get rid of. I don't need to recount the players he got rid of, and they all went on to success with other teams.
Didn't that whole regime start with the debacle with the coordinators?
Well, that wasn't a debacle. The guy got sick. I don't know if you call that a debacle.
That was under Lovie, wasn't it?
I don't call that a debacle. That's an unfortunate incident.
I don't see Tedford running an NFL offense right now.
No, but he did pretty good when he went back to college. Jaczynski.
Jaczynski, yeah.
He got fired before freaking training camp was over with. Jim Bates got run out after, what, 4 or 5 games?
That's debacle. You can't make this stuff.
That was a debacle. And, you know, Raheem, being as young as he was both defensive coordinator and head coach, and they still won 10 games.
And that takes us to Mr. Dirk Cutter,
which wasn't a bad decision.
Who hired a bad
defensive coordinator, Mike Smith. Cutter himself was not a bad hire. Mike Smith was an atrocious hire. And that's where we are today.
You got no love lost for Lovie. None.
None. He doesn't deserve any.
You don't think he should have got that third season?
No. Hell no. He's supposed to be this defensive guy and he had a defense that bad? Hell no. He shouldn't have got the third season. The Bucks are just now climbing out of the hole that guy dug. I'm serious. Lovie left this franchise so bereft of talent.
What is it about Lovie Smith that gets to you, DeKemper? I've never heard you say anything. He sucked. He drafted Winston.
My God, one decision out of what? 200?
Well.
He drafted Quan, too, which is a good
half of Buck Nation thinks that is not a marked distinction, drafting Winston. They're not giving him that one.
Yeah, they could have got Mariota.
You don't like the way he did business. Drafted Mike Evans.
Oh, sure. Again, Ira, how many decisions do you think he made in 2 years? 200, 250? You do the math. And he gets like what? 6 right? Holy smokes. Batting that, you might make the Pasco Hernando Community College baseball team. Your beloved baseball
team.
That's
a cheap shot. You're better than that. You're better than that.
You're right. But
they got 0 points in this survey. 0.
Yeah, for the past decade. 0. And it's on The Athletic. The only other team that got 0 points was the Browns. And we can all laugh about the Browns.
Obviously, New England would be number one. Obviously.
You kind of touched upon this about the offseason. I think it's fair to say of the 5 players, the big name players the Bucks have as free agents, JPP, Shaq, Jameis, Sue, Breshad Perriman, I think it's fair to say...
You mentioned Barrett?
Yeah, Shaq. Oh, yeah. I think it's fair to say not all 5 are coming back.
Okay.
It would be nice if that happened. I don't expect it. I think someone's going to be gone. I guess Perriman would probably be the best bet. Let's say JPP goes. Hypothetically. I don't want him to go. I want him to stay. There's a website out there, the Bleacher Report. They threw out a name that I think would be a hell of a replacement for JPP. Might even be an upgrade. Might.
Tell me it's that guy whose name you can't pronounce.
Yannick?
You've been talking about that guy for 2 years on this damn podcast. You haven't pronounced his name yet. Now you won't even try it.
Not even going to try. I respect the guy too much. I can pronounce his first name, Yannick, over in Jacksonville.
What is he, about 27?
24?
Wow.
24, averages no less than 8 sacks a year. He's a beast.
They're not re-signing him. He's out.
He's a free agent, and the Jacksonville Jaguars are putting out a front like, oh, you know, we're close. His Twitter account suggests something entirely different. He's an edge rusher. And, you know, people say, well, what if Jacksonville drafts him? Well, teams have shown, including your beloved Chiefs, they can sign a guy and trade him. Or they could tag a guy and trade him. Dee Ford, perfect example. So let's say JPP leaves. And the Bleacher Report suggests a 2021 first-round pick for Yannick. I couldn't, if that's all Jacksonville asked, I couldn't pull the trigger fast enough on that guy. If JPP leaves. Now, JPP's 31, this guy's 24, so you got a big youth difference there, number one. Number two, he's just as good as JPP sack-wise. Now, I don't know, and I'm not into this mystic leadership stuff, but I know JPP is somewhat, they look up to younger players. They look up to him, even though some have suggested he's freelanced in the past. But at any rate, what do you think about potentially, if JPP leaves, that the Bucks target this Yannick as a trade option?
Well, I don't think it's terrible, but I'd rather keep JPP and keep my first-round pick.
Yes, in a perfect world, I agree.
If he's adamant about hitting free agency, and there's nothing you can do about it. You're not going to franchise.
I don't think so, no, you shouldn't.
You've had your... You're not a Johnny-come-lately on this guy. You said this guy's the real deal. Now, he plays with some good players. Calais Campbell's a stud.
Allen.
But Barrett needs help. And if you're going to pay him $16 million, which I think they're going to, you got to give him a second guy. Otherwise, they're going to take him out of the game. And they showed that they can do it if you don't have JPP on the other side. Once they started to realize, hey, this guy's special. They didn't know about this guy in September. Nobody talked about Shaq Barrett until he started going crazy.
And what did you tell Chris Russo on SiriusXM?
I said something about Jennifer Lopez. No. I'm sorry. Lee, I gotta get this Lopez out of my mind.
I'm not the one to help you do that. I'm sorry. I'm sure there are ladies that are there to help you. I'm not one of them.
She shook up a storm at the... And you're not interested.
I was watching Charlie Casserly on the NFL Network.
It's all about Shakira, baby. It's all about Shakira.
Now it's Shakira.
Talk about an edge rusher. She's got it going over there. Oh, Lee, what are we going to do with you?
Well, here's another one for you. A what if. Adam Teicher, is that his name?
Yeah.
He's a Chiefs beat reporter?
Yeah, he used to work for the KC Star.
Yes, he works for ESPN now. Now, Teicher didn't say what kind of price tag the Chiefs would want for Frank Clark, but he thinks he's trade bait. If the Chiefs put him up on a trade block, would he be a good substitute for Sue?
I don't see how the Chiefs can get rid of the guy. I mean, I don't understand. They targeted him as a replacement for Dee Ford. He played well. You know, he's not an 18-sack guy, but he played well. Got him from Seattle. Now they just won a Super Bowl with him. Now, I think one of the reasons maybe you might be able to pry him loose is they got to pay Chris Jones. They got this Chris Jones guy.
And
he's the tackle.
And they got to pay Mahomes, too, at some point.
And they got to pay Mahomes.
And that's going to be major money.
And I got a decision to make about Sammy Watkins. I'm going to say right up front.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
He had a couple of good games at the end of the year. He's always hurt. With Kelce and Hill,
yeah.
you don't need a game changer. And I feel the same way about Perryman. If Perryman's going to ask
that's
for
a good
big
analogy.
Money, I'm sorry.
That's a great analogy. He's the Perryman of the Chiefs. He really is. You're right. That's a great analogy. Clark, could he play defensive end in a 3-4?
I think he could.
Okay.
I think he could.
So you think he would be a quality substitute for Sue if Sue leaves?
I think Sue could be the odd man out. I've said that. I think Sue and Perryman on that list are the most vulnerable. Along with Winston, by the way, until I hear different.
Everybody and brother has a mock draft. Everybody and brother changes the freaking mock draft every 2 days.
Every freaking week they change it.
Yeah, it drives me crazy. Hey, that's a money-making industry. I understand it. I just don't get it. It's just not my cup of tea. So I've read so many different mock drafts where they're saying the Bucks need to upgrade at running back. They should pick this guy from Ohio State. They should pick this guy from Wisconsin. Your thoughts on running back upgrade?
Arians is on record saying he doesn't believe in using big resources to get a running back. True or false?
Yeah, he said it.
Big resources is the number 14 pick in the draft. You've always argued, can we get a third round running back? Happens every year. Two or three guys come out of the third round. They're very productive. But why not at one buck place? It hasn't happened. I don't think they're going to draft a running back in the first round. Not as long as Arians is calling the shots. And by the way, DeKemper, who's calling the shots? Bruce Arians.
Not Mr. Light?
Come on. Don't insult yourself over there. Light's involved. I'm not saying he's not.
So you what you're saying is if Arians calls Light and summons him to his office, he's got to hustle?
Double time, baby. Double time. You know, like the military. Double time. Who are they going to take in the first round? Who the heck are they going to take?
Well, I think they'll be determined by free agency.
I think you're right. Which will happen five weeks before the draft.
Mm-hmm.
They'll know where they stand with Barrett, JPP,
So
now I'll throw this out at you. And I know your answer, Lee, because I've been around you long enough.
Rachel Watson.
They could bring Barrett back and JPP back, and you'd still want them to draft an edge rusher at 14. Right or wrong?
Oh, right, yes. The two most important positions on a football team, quarterback and defensive end, or a pass rusher.
Are you against my theory? Even if you bring Winston back, you got to draft a quarterback somewhere.
I think what you had proposed is viable. Jake Fromm in third round. I think
it's viable. A guy you don't play right away.
Yeah, because my theory. You bring Winston back on a transition tag. It's a one-year deal. One more prove-it year. And I know people are freaking out when they hear this. I'm not saying Jameis has to prove he can play in the league. He's demonstrated to me he can play in the league. But is he the quarterback for Arians and the Bucs? And I don't think there's any option out there as we speak that is equal to Jameis. I really don't. Unless you're going to make some trade no one's expecting. I don't know if Kirk Cousins is. I'm just throwing a name out there. We talked about Cousins briefly earlier. I don't know. None of the free agents.
If the Raiders signed Brady, would you make a trade for Derek Carr?
Now that, yes. Yes. If you don't think Jameis can play, and if you're that hung up on interceptions, yes, I would do that. He's a former Pro Bowler. He doesn't throw a lot of picks.
Doesn't.
Yes, that would be a very good option.
And the fact that Chucky turns his back on him doesn't shake you up because you know how Gruden is with quarterbacks.
Yes, that's true. But there's also, I just thought of this as you said that, generally ex-Chucky quarterbacks don't do a whole lot in the league. It's almost like he turns them through a meat grinder. And when he's done with them, they're done.
But he's fairly young. He's making money.
Well, so will Jameis if he comes back.
Yeah.
That would be yes. If the Raiders get Brady and you don't think Jameis could play for you, yes, he would be a very good option. I really believe that. Yeah, Derek Carr.
And that doesn't mean you still don't draft the quarterback in the third round.
Correct. Okay. Cover yourself.
That's the theme of this podcast. Cover yourself. It's all about Shakira, baby. It's all about Shakira.
Now it's Shakira.
Talk about an edge rusher. She's got it going over there.